you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tool show on earth.
You know what I'm talking about. Oh.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah. The figure is 86% of parents say that they steal some of their kids' Halloween candy.
Not steal it, I just take it.
No, it's 100.
Yeah.
What's the other 14% do it?
I don't consider
that. What kind of freak is that?
That's not stealing.
No.
Okay, call it what you want.
Yeah.
Oh, just eating their candy. Oh, of course I do.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody.
What's the other four? No,
now my kids don't trick or treat anymore.
14% of us don't.
The other 14% are lying.
I hope so.
Yeah,
my kids. Everybody takes the candy.
They're done trick or treating, so I'll just eat some of the stuff we got.
Simple as that. They're liars.
Parents also reportedly eat about a fourth of their kids' trick or treat haul.
Well, you can't have them eat it. It's not good for them.
Right. Yeah.
That's a lot of fourths.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to steal it every now and then, mainly from your sister because she would keep hers like all year long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like months later, oh, that's my Halloween candy. I'm like, how in the hell can you keep it so long? Yeah. And I'm thinking, you must not really want it anyway.
Right?
You ate it right away, Nick?
No, I would, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've got the addictive gene from somebody. I don't know.
Right.
And, oh, there's a bunch of candy.
Your mother's side. Yeah.
You have no restraint.
None.
I heard this the other day, and I don't know if it's California or what, but it is illegal to trick-or-treat if you're over 12. Have you heard anything about this?
There's one state back east. Right?
There's several cities that have made that.
There are city ordinances that say you can't.
I've seen 13-year-old kids before, I think around 13. My son's officially 14. He didn't trick-or-treat last year either at 13. But once again, he's got a mustache and a beard.
Screw that kid.
None of his friends trick-or-treat, so I'm thinking 12 is about a good time.
My daughter's going tonight. She's 13. With a very questionable costume.
Yeah, what is it?
She has an orange T-shirt that she wrote a number on, like she's a convict, and then she has just fake handcuffs. I'm like, no effort, nothing. It looks like she's just...
Wonder where she gets that from.
Yeah.
13, especially when it comes to girls, they can get away with it.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to yell at them.
But see, I've also seen...
I've seen 70-year-old people with bags with wanting candy.
But I've seen a meme now floating around saying, if you those kids show up and you think they're too old, you're not supposed to say, hey, you're too old. You're supposed to give them some candy so you can preserve their childhood and their innocence. Because the world takes it away from them too fast anyway.
Oh, I like that.
Listen, I'm not a dick to anybody that's older. I was always afraid that someone come back and mess with my house. So I'll give them candy, too.
Whatever your motivation.
Yeah.
Right. I recall... you saying there were some older kids you used to trick or treat with? Well, someone you used to hang out with.
I used to date a girl that I was at her house for trick or treat years ago, and there were literally 17, 18 year old kids walking up with pillowcases and you know what?
Trick or treat.
Yep, that's it. I'm giving you candy.
Here you go.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Please don't come back with a Glock.
Todd said that, but that's pretty much what I was thinking. Right?
Can we go back to the fact that my granddaughter is wearing handcuffs in her Halloween costume?
No.
The days of dressing up like a little cheerleader are over.
Now she's orange, she's a new black. Is that what it is, basically?
Pretty much. Yeah. I did think about that. Did cross my mind yesterday. But
now, your son's 10. What's he dressing up as?
Jason, with the mask and the knife and everything.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, so he's making a little effort at least.
Yeah. She used a Sharpie on a T-shirt.
Right. She's just phoning that in.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. But it's sad when overalls and one mask is making an effort.
Yeah, that is.
Her sister set the bar so low that's making an effort.
Nothing beats the little kids. The 3-2-year-old kids that parents walk up with, they're so cute.
Oh, yeah.
They're just the cutest. I don't care how tough you are. That's the cutest thing ever.
I saw a friend of mine. A friend of mine turned his kids' power wheels. His young kids turned the kids' power wheel into the Dumb and Dumber big dog vehicle.
Oh my God!
It looks incredible.
That's really great.
I haven't seen the kids' costume. He just put the power wheel up, but he made wood around it. It looks like a big dog. It's got the sign on the side. It's
and they're
amazing.
Lloyd and Harry.
I'm assuming. I haven't seen the picture of the kids yet.
With the bowl haircuts.
Yeah,
bit.
That's
cool.
Great. Yeah.
That'd be funny.
And I'm like, oh, some of my friends are good dads. My daughter's got a Sharpie on a T-shirt.
Yeah. Well, we're leaving one day to take Nick to kindergarten.
Okay.
Don't you love a story that starts like this?
Well, I like Nick as a kid's story.
Yep. And he goes, oh, my God, it's Be Somebody Day. I go, what? He goes, we're supposed to dress as somebody, be somebody. I go, how about an abused child? Because right now,
we can take care of that real quick.
You tell me now out on the way to school? Right.
Yeah. You're telling me now? Yeah. Yeah. And then you were, do you remember? You dressed up like Johnny Appleseed. Yeah. You told me exactly what you needed. We threw it together in 30 seconds. He won the award for best costume in the class.
I wonder why.
There you go. Yeah.
And still, you didn't catch on.
Yeah. And still.
And nobody caught on. Dad put a Johnny Appleseed costume on the spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Here you go.
How is Dad so good with fashion?
Yeah.
On such short notice.
That's my straight dad, the award-winning costume designer.
Right? Yeah.
Said nobody ever.
Said nobody ever.
I wonder why. Dad was good at the Johnny Appleseed costume on the fly. Yeah.
I'm not surprised I forgot about Be Somebody Day. I'm 36 and I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
I love that story.
You're like, did you put a pan on my head or something?
Trying to go as an employee who cares.
Right. Yeah.
He does it every day.
Yeah.
44% of us eat more candy than our kids.
I do.
On a general yearly meeting?
No,
Halloween.
Yeah, of their Halloween candy.
Right. And I think there's a certain amount of lying going on there, too.
Well, I also think there's people that some parents take the candy away from their kids right away and say, I'll disperse this, but I've never been that
right.
guy.
Right.
It is what it is.
I'll take the good stuff, and you're going to get the crap.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or you just don't want to eat it so much. You get four pieces tonight. Those kind of parents.
I'm grateful that my kids don't like Snickers much.
Because you like them a lot?
Those are my favorite.
Oh, really? Okay.
See, now I question your parenting.
But when they used to go trick-or-treating,
so I get what I want?
No, but
that ain't bad.
What kind of kid doesn't like a Snickers?
Yeah, a bunch of freaks. Don't like
And again, that reflects back on you.
You're right. Who doesn't like Snickers?
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Freaks. But once again, once they did trick or treat, they brought back Snickers. They didn't want them. You got them, right?
Yeah, I love them. Yeah, I don't have a problem with them not liking Snickers. Right. Like, you don't like these, do you?
How about the grandkids? Are we taking her out? Him or her? It's her, right?
Not in town.
Got it. Not in town. Got it.
Out of Antarctica, a Russian scientist reportedly snapped and tried to stab a colleague to death.
Because the whiteout, the white fever, they call it, or something like that?
No.
What?
Well, they don't have a whole lot to do there.
Obviously.
They've got two Russian TV channels.
So this is how you amuse yourself?
Keep busy.
Run into this knife.
They've got two TV channels, two Russian TV channels. They've got a gym. You can read. And it turns out one of the guys kept giving away the endings of the books.
Because he read them all.
To the other guy.
Got it.
And he eventually got stabbed.
That's a stabbing.
He deserved it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's justifiable.
You're in Antarctica. That's all you've got.
That's right. And you're giving it away? Yeah, you can't do that. I'm a spoiler guy, but I'm not going
to
do that.
So this happened to me the other day. Watching something, I said to another guy in the house.
Yeah, you would.
I said,
maybe.
I said, oh. He goes, oh, I know. I said, please don't. He goes, no. I go, please. He's like, he kept going. I go, I am begging you.
Yes.
I have put 95 minutes of my life into this movie. Stop.
Right.
Yeah.
And did he do it?
He stopped. But had he not, I think I could have stabbed him.
With a knife?
With a knife.
That's one thing you don't have to worry about in America today is somebody giving up the ending of a book.
No. Right.
Antarctica's
only Antarctica. Yeah, exactly.
That's the only place that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, you know where the nearest hospital from Antarctica is, Puss?
Chile?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
It's probably in Punta Arenas, Chile.
It is Chile.
Yeah. And if that one's closed, they just head on up to Brazil.
Dicks.
All right. The DJ Weenie Wagon's here.
Hey, man.
What's up? Hey, boys. How we doing?
Good, bro. What's up?
Well, you know, I've got, we have 200 kids that trick-or-treat our house every year. It's a pretty big neighborhood.
Right.
And one of my buddies, he's Mexican. He's a pretty successful businessman. He calls me yesterday. He says, I'm bringing my brother and his sister and all their entire family. And they're going around the neighborhood as a caravan.
Oh. That's great. That's great. Throw in some Middle Easterners, and you got a whole thing.
If you know that awesome. Guy's even funnier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll turn him away.
Was on this date in 2005. Poison guitarist CeCe DeVille returned home after a stint in rehab. Discovered his home had been burglarized. About 30 of his guitars and amps were missing.
Dude. That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe if you're in rehab, somebody's living there. If you have a mansion. I'm sure it was a mansion.
Who knows?
Yeah.
If you have to go to rehab, maybe everybody left you.
Yeah. Yeah. The party's over. You're right.
And what's the first thing I'm going to want to do if somebody robs my house? I have a drink.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Yeah. You can't have your drink anymore. You can't have your guitars.
That sucks.
Yeah. Heroin dealer?
Craig, he pantomimed a phone there, too.
It could have been someone he owed.
It could have been that.
I don't know. Just to rip off the crap, man.
It could have been
that. People know where the guitars are at.
Yeah.
Or someone taking advantage.
Yeah, I'm reading this stupid thing on CNN.com about, you know, pray you don't win the lottery.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Yeah, so I clicked on it. And it was what they did. They find people that, you know, everything went to hell when they won the lottery. Well, you know what? Most people, it doesn't go to hell. I talked to one dude. Some guy won $30 million in Florida a couple years back, and his companion murdered him. Well, you know, most of us trust our wives not to kill us for the money. because they're getting it anyway.
How did he get that companion, though?
I don't know. I didn't read into it, but it was a woman.
That may have been a post-lottery companion.
And then some other dude won $400,000, and somebody busted into his house and killed him for looking for cash. I'm thinking, well, that could have been anybody. I'm just thinking, this is not what... No. You still want to win the lottery.
That's a better...
No matter what the hassles are, you still want to win the lottery because... Oh, one guy lost his granddaughter because he had a lot of money and she spent a lot of the money on drugs. Well, she might have found drugs eventually and did other things for drugs and died. So it was a bad article. Typical one of those kind of articles, a clickbait kind of thing. Well, no, you don't pray you don't win the lottery. And don't pray for anything, by the way, because it doesn't work. But the fact is, you hope you win the lottery.
It's hard to
argue.
And
you're not going to win the lottery, but you hope you win the lottery.
It's hard to write an article and argue to someone... You know, stay poor.
Right. Or
you're better off.
Stay struggling. Yeah, one guy said, is it really worth it? Yeah, it might, whatever.
Yeah, I'll roll the dice.
Roll the dice.
It's also hard to write an article that said this person won the lottery and now their life is much improved.
I've seen those shows. They do those shows, How the Lottery Changed My Life, and they're not negative. There's a positive one of those out there somewhere on one of those channels.
Yeah, because
and they follow these people up. Yeah. They got a nice house. They got cars. They're doing some charity work. They're doing this. I mean, that's basically how most people win the lottery. You know, they're doing okay. Yeah.
You win this lottery. $1.6 billion. Right. Your life is going to be better, and hopefully you have. You know, you could make a lot of other people's lives
That's
better.
It.
You start
oh, yes.
a foundation.
Foundation.
You
right.
do charity work.
Right.
You could actually turn it into a lot of good.
Now, I did say to Todd off the air, we could probably handle the cash.
Yeah.
Because we've been around.
We
a
have.
Little bit longer. Our kids would be pieces of crap.
That's true. There's no question about that.
If I wanted so many billions of dollars, I don't think my son would do anything.
Right.
Fortnite.
Screw that. He would do Fortnite.
Right. That's
what professional Fortnite player. Right. I mean,
paid by himself.
You know, then I said to Todd, I said, well, they could go to any college they wanted to, anywhere, as long as they got into the place. Price no object. But what's your incentive to even go to class?
Yeah, I got to go to college.
If your dad's sitting on billions of dollars.
Why?
Yeah, millions of dollars. So dad's... I think it could ruin our kids' lives, but you know what? That's something I'm willing to take.
You know, you should make your son go to college and then join him.
Like back to school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be Rodney Dangerfield.
Well, I'd be bored. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see you on the diving team.
Triple Lindy.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
So tonight is the Mega Millions.
I gotta buy one. I'll buy one.
Drawing.
Today. Yeah. I'll buy one today.
And that's 1.6?
Yeah.
Todd, you gotta play now.
I do.
The cash option would be a mere $904 million.
Well, pray you don't win it. That's the headline in the CNN.com.
Yeah.
You're better off living paycheck to paycheck.
Oh yeah.
You don't want this money.
No, you don't want the hassle.
And then tomorrow night is the Powerball drawing between these two. They are two of the top five biggest jackpots in U.S. lottery history.
I'm not saying there wouldn't be a hassle, but it's a hassle that most people would put up with.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with all the hassles that would await.
Sure, exactly.
First one would be replacing my phone, which I'm smashing like Gronk. That's the first thing I do is spike my phone.
Right.
And then goodbye. Oh, Craig, I'll call you, though.
Damn it. Here's $1.6 billion. Well, it's only $900,000. I guess
$900 million.
Yeah, $900 million.
And then with their cash advance, it's probably $400 million.
Yeah, probably six.
$600 million. Right?
Looks like I'm going to have to make a couple of phone calls to a money guy and a lawyer. What a hassle.
And not show up at work. Right. Never answered anybody except for your wife,
who's
obviously
got time for this crap? Oh, wait, now I do.
Right. You have all day to handle that crap.
You have all time in the world.
Just like when people with money tell people without money, don't worry about it. That's crap.
Right.
Read this article. It's just stupid.
Can't buy you happiness. But it sure is happy when you're flying in your private plane.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing as when you hear a rock star bitching about being famous.
Right.
Like, shut up.
They signed up for it.
Shut up.
They can bitch to other guys.
Yeah.
I have no problem.
To other famous people. Rich people can do that to other rich people. But don't tell the people who don't have how hard it is to be rich and famous.
No, we have...
Or go back to playing your dive bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For $150 a night.
We have radio problems we bitch to each other about, but I wouldn't do that on the air. It sounds lame. I walk down the hallway and see some of the morning guys, and we have the same radio problems, but nobody outside. Nobody with a real job is actually, playing a violin for radio problems or any kind of gig you like.
But don't tell me I don't want $900 million. I want $900 million.
Yes.
I want $9.
Yep.
That'd be nice.
Nine is fine.
Like, I got three in my wallet. I'm not kidding.
Big bank, take a little bank. Let's go, puss.
I had no numbers in my the Mega Million, and I had Powerball. I just checked last night, both of those, before I ripped them up. And I had no numbers. One ticket each.
Don't you get something for that?
Means you're due.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Really?
It means you're due.
Nope. It means...
Because
I thought
it was almost unheard of not to have had.
Oh, no.
Not to have at least
one. It's easy to get no numbers. Yeah. There's only five in a Powerball and five in a Mega.
Yeah, you're confusing it with Keno.
I'm thinking of Keno. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
They're very similar.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a couple of guys who have won $1.6 billion
in Keno. Right?
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Happens all the time.
$1.6?
Yeah. Career earnings, maybe.
Career earnings. Yeah, you never hear about the losers in Keno. They always tell you when they hit.
You can see them.
Yeah. Not true.
You don't hear about them, but you can see them.
You can see them.
They're the ones playing Keno.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm learning something new today. I guess we should learn something new every day. Apparently, I love milk. I like it too much.
Yeah, you like full-leaded too, right?
Yeah. That's fine. Milk apparently is a symbol of white supremacy.
Yeah, I saw this, and they need to stop this.
I saw this. Is this for real?
Sort of.
There's a lot of things that are symbols of white supremacy.
There are some real things about this.
Okay, but it was like a local news station reposted this, so I wondered what was real and what was fake about this because, now I trust nothing.
Good. So apparently milk has been a symbol of white supremacy. This is why.
Due to its whiteness?
No.
It has nothing to do with its whiteness.
That is correct. So I said to a guy down the hall, I said, drinking milk means that you're a white supremacist. And he says, well, I drink chocolate milk.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. What do you do with that?
I like chocolate milk.
I don't know. Not the point here. We digress.
Well, yes.
No, you digress.
That's what we do best.
Right. White supremacists are chugging milk to draw attention to a genetic trait that is known to be more common in white people than in others, and that is the ability to digest lactose as adults.
So there are a bunch of, the Proud Boys are out there right now. It's a racist group. It's out in the open. because we can be now.
Okay, they're showing off their lactose tolerance.
By drinking white milk in public?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Not that just won the Indy 500 or something like that.
It turns out that in most of the world, according to the New York Times, the gene that allows for the digestion of lactose switches off after childhood. But thanks to the arrival of the first cattle herders in Europe some 5,000 years ago, a chance mutation that left it turned on provided enough of a nutritional leg up that nearly all of those who survived eventually carried this thing that allows you to be lactose tolerant.
Because they were probably drinking straight from the tap.
Exactly.
But we're the only mammals to drink other animals' milk,
right? On the farm there. Did you drink straight from the tap?
Yep. No cows, no farm.
Yep.
Now, it turns out...
Neighbor's cow.
It turns out that little bit of evolution for Europeans... I get it hardly tight. Also occurred among cattle breeders in East Africa. And so the white supremacists who are saying that only white people can do this don't know their history, and they're stupider than you think they are.
So it just depends.
They cannot
upon...
be stupider than I think they are, but yeah. Good. I'm glad.
Well,
you
in this case,
in this
yeah.
case, they are. Right.
It depends.
I think
upon
they're really stupid.
If you're hanging around cattle,
right.
That produce milk.
But you're really scraping the bottom of the white privilege barrel if this is what you're hanging your hat on, though.
Well, that's what they do.
I can drink milk.
This is where...
Yeah. It doesn't help matters when... I think PETA got credit for this, at least in the story
well,
that I saw.
Okay.
That PETA
I left
says,
PETA out of this. It's because...
they're debunking it.
PETA is now coming out and saying, if you drink white milk, you're a white supremacist.
Oh, because they don't want you drinking any
because
milk.
Because they don't want
right.
you to drink any milk.
Yeah, they got to stop that. Because I understand that they don't want you drinking milk, and I understand we're the only mammal in the world that drinks another person's milk. I don't hate milk, so I'm not going to get into that battle either. But
right. PETA says cow's milk is the perfect beverage for white supremacists. And they just jumped on the bandwagon and said, white supremacists are doing this?
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's twist this around.
PETA doesn't like anything that involves animals.
That's not true, because cattle drink a...
Well, you give it to them. Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
A
they don't know what they're drinking. That's
they'll
true.
Drink a pailful of any milk.
Yeah.
What about all the animals on your farm, Push? Would they take any kind of milk?
Oh, yeah.
No farm.
Feed the cat
he milked his cows.
Right, some goat's milk. Cat can't tell
nope.
the difference. I'm picturing a bunch of white supremacists standing around with half gallons of milk with brown bags around them, just hanging out, shooting craps on the corner.
How about them?
Oh, no, that's what I was looking for. Sorry, that was a gay cowboy. Right? I don't know where that came from. I was looking for a cow in here somewhere.
Just getting all in your face about how lactose tolerant they are.
Yeah. But there's a lot of white people that are lactose intolerant,
right,
too.
Right,
so.
But yeah, I can know.
They didn't get that gene.
I can milk drink you under
I
the table.
Oh, yeah.
I challenge you to a milk drinking contest.
What happened to the milk mustache ad? Those are done? They're done?
Yeah. They're done.
That was the milk board. They were selling those big time.
Corner smell funny that they're standing on because they're always pouring it out for their homies.
Yeah.
So this kind of crap is why people don't trust the media, Craig.
Well, no, Craig debunked it.
No, just blame PETA.
Craig debunked it.
Yeah, well, it's PETA.
I know.
And then the way it was reported.
Yeah,
I didn't care for that.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't,
the New York Times story wasn't about PETA necessarily.
Yeah, it was about the white supremacists. They like it, but they've got to look into their own history.
Local news boiled it down to that.
Sure, wouldn't.
Yeah.
Right, because, you know, they underestimate.
Is that local news website?
Yeah.
That Twitter page that doesn't do anything local in that? Yeah.
Yeah.
The clickbait one,
because they figure, well, we're talking to a lot of stupid people, so let's treat everybody like they're stupid,
right?
And boil it down to PETA says, never mind, East Africa, blah blah blah, a lot of details that Craig fleshed out there
that
they could
have
pointed out in there.
Can't
instead, they just have to say,
we're the heartland. We're the heartland, Craig.
These liberals say you can't drink milk.
We're the heartland.
Well, screw them liberals.
You're right. There's a diner with two Ditkas discussing this story now. I have no idea. But that doesn't surprise me.
So they're drinking extra milk today just to piss off those liberal cucks.
Some people are. Absolutely they are.
Exactly.
And they think that, that they're being cool about it.
Sally, bring me a milk. Make it a double.
Slip that Ditka in your family some soy milk and don't tell them.
Ooh.
And see what they'll do. Then tell them afterwards. Ooh. They'll be pissed.
Kapuya.
Capulla's right. Capulla's right. I'm going to break back Capulla. Thank you, Petey.
Grandpa? Yeah. That was soy milk.
Yeah.
Oh, I can tell the
Grandpa's
difference.
A racist. That's why we love him.
That was almond milk.
I love that one. Oh, yeah. We haven't heard from her in a long time, Petey. Thanks for bringing that back into the lexicon.
It's never left my mind.
I know. It never does. Heart. It never does.
Capulla! Capulla!
Yeah. That's an exclamation point right there.
It is.
On anything. On anything. Yeah.
Hey. Hey. You've got the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.